Welcome back to Mental Health Matters. We got a really fun show following up on last week's show with Luke, who is on this grand adventure throughout the world. And we're going to talk about extending that notion of travel and what does that really mean in terms of mental health. But I want to say that you are listening to Mental Health Matters with Dr. Scott Terry. I'm Dr. Terry. And we are really glad you're here with us today to talk about the idea of exploration of our lives. And so to think about it and almost travel, not just in this big sense, but also in the small sense of how we living our lives when we're not traveling or taking that sense of adventure to our lives every day. Or when we are traveling, how do we deal with the bumps in the road? And so we don't get lost in everything. Anyways, Mental Health Matters, Dr. Scott Terry, KRUU 100.1 on your FM dial. You could email me for show topics, and we get bunches of emails. Some people loving some shows, some people finding some shows challenging, which is good as well. Scott at ardentcenter.com. So that's S-C-O-T-T at A-R-D-E-N-T-C-E-N-T-E-R.com. The shows are archived at KRUU, and they're also archived as videos on Arden Counseling Center's YouTube channel. So just go to our YouTube and just look up Arden Counseling Center. Arden is, again, A is an apple, E A R, no, I'm sorry, A R D E A D. Sorry, I'm like spacing out here. Anyways, so let's get on to Luke. So, Luke, say something about yourself and what grand adventures you've been on.
Hey, Scott, thanks so much. Well, I'm calling in from Norway right now. It's 7 hours ahead for me, and I've been traveling for about 3.5 months, have been in 5 or 6 different countries, had a whole range of experiences, everything from meeting a friend and going on a 12-day camper van trip through the heart of Australia to having my car in Italy get broken into and all my friend's stuff get stolen and what to do about that. But and I've been welcomed into the homes of families and been with the children, and it's been a really full and full-hearted experience, and I got some lessons I want to share.
Well, we really want to hear them, and you did some blogging, which was just fantastic, talking about the impact of mental health is recognizing and fulfilling major desires and how true that is for you and you think it is for others. So where do you want to start today, Luke?
Yeah, I'll just launch right into it. One of my biggest messages that I want to share with everyone that's been highly impactful to me has been this notion of kind of freeing the spirit through fulfilling really deep desires. And so here's my story on that. For 7 or 8 years now, it's been one of my top desires to go travel in Australia. Just whenever I would think about it, I'd get excited, and Australia just stood out as a place to go to above and beyond almost anything else that I wanted to do. But the challenge was that I was just beginning a bachelor's degree. You know, I didn't have money. I was young, whatever. I got a bachelor's degree, and then I got a master's degree, and I started working, and it just always seemed so impossible to actually go to Australia and fulfill this. And the further I went in my life, it just seemed like the more responsibilities I had, and the more impossible it would be to fulfill this. I got to the point.
Let me interrupt you. What made it impossible in your head? Was it the money? Was it the time? Was it, no, I'm not that person anymore, you know, because you think, oh, I can take a month off or 2 months, or you've taken off quite a bit of time. What did you find was the obstacle in your mind? Because everybody gets that of like at certain points in their life, oh, I'm really free now. And then it's like, oh, no, I've got obligations and I've got money and time and, you know, people, and I can't do that freedom.
That is such a good question. I'm really glad you jumped in there because it's such an important point. What is it that made it feel impossible to me? Yeah, it was, I mean, I was definitely telling myself, I don't have the money for this. I don't have the time for this. And the third component, which is interesting, is this is not productive. I can only do things that are productive. And that's an interesting question, what we define as productive. But I would, if we just focus on the first one, the first two, the money and the time. Yeah, I was telling myself I didn't have the money and I didn't have the time. But what's interesting is that I didn't even actually know how much it would cost, and I didn't even know how much time I needed. I was just saying, I don't have the money and I don't have the time.
Yeah, well, and I hear that. But I also, you know, to me, that third one really pops out because it's really about that mindset. You know, I have to be productive. I've got to be a certain person. And I talk all the time with people about holding true to what your vision is. Who am I? And if I'm a healthy guy, for example, then I do healthy things. That's my vision. But if my vision is I have to be productive because I'm not worth anything unless I'm not. And then you go, well, what is productivity? What am I trying to accomplish in being alive? Much bigger picture. What do I want to get by being here? Which comes back to that question of how do I take that adventure? You know, so somebody might not legitimately have the time or the money to go now, but that doesn't mean that they have to have the mindset that they're not free now.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely.
So how do we get that? So how did you put together this package to do it, Luke?
I would say the story began for me. You know, I was facing all those three obstacles, and the story began for me when I was actually at a Tony Robbins live event.
Wow.
No, yeah, yeah. So I was at his event. It's a four-day event. That's all. It's called Unleash the Power Within.
Yeah.
In Chicago last summer. It was my dream to go to that, and I made it happen. I got there, and there was a moment in that event when I just believed that anything was possible, that I could do anything. And I remembered how much I wanted to travel. And I'll tell you what became clear to me. One thing is I just somehow tapped into the mental, emotional knowingness that I could make it happen, whatever was going to be needed. But then the second part is I got in touch with how much I would regret living my life without having done it. And imagining that pain of just giving up on something so dear to me actually became almost a reason in itself to do it. You know, yeah, it would be productive to go do this trip because I'm going to beat myself up for the rest of my life if I don't do it.
Well, that's negative reinforcement, but okay. But it's also...
Yeah. Okay, so that's negative reinforcement, but there's a positive side to it too, which is that, and when I think about it, I mean, I just love to go have a period of freedom for however long I can swing it, in this case, 3 or 4 months. And, yeah, so, I mean, you got the both sides, the negative reinforcement and the positive reinforcement.
Hmm, excellent. Okay, so, by the way, tell us a nutshell, what did you get out of Tony Robbins, and what, if somebody's never heard of Tony Robbins or hasn't read his books or gone to his courses, what's something that somebody could tell them that they could start doing based upon Tony Robbins' work?
Yeah, I mean, well, first, I mean, he's got some free audio on the web right off the bat. You could hear a couple hours or an hour or a half hour and just see if it vibes with you. But basically, his intrinsic message, as I've understood it, is that is that there's never a lack of resources, only a lack of resourcefulness. And when you tap into your own inner power and start to see the world through new eyes, you can find a way to create whatever you want, and really whatever you want, a real full heart of love, a real full bank account of money, a career that's truly in line with your mission of how you want to impact the world, the body that you dream to live in, and so forth.
And so he's saying, tap that it's like something I tell people when I'm doing business consultations, where people always say, the problem with my business is a lack of money, or, you know, my competition, or it's something external to themselves, just like in a relationship. It's always out there is the problem. And I go, no, the problem really has to deal with your creativity. Where are you getting a new perspective of how to deal with marketing or whatever it is you're dealing with? what's another way that you could look at creating a new sense of resourcefulness, of insight, of direction, of focus, and getting out of, let's say, a motivational bias that you might have. So we create these biases. So let me just take an aside and talk about bias for a second. So we get these biases in life where we start thinking, this is good or this is bad. And then we start living our lives with only seeing that focus. So I watched a great TED Talk this weekend, and she was talking about if I believe capital punishment is good or bad, then I'm going to look for bias to support what my thought. If I'm in that all or nothing kind of thinking, if that trap is in my mind, instead of being curious about, well, is it really good? Is it really bad? So many of us, like our politics, become extreme polarity. And so we start looking for that support for what we want to believe. So if I believe capital punishment is good, then I'm going to accept articles and research that says that, regardless of how dubious they might or might not be, or vice versa. And when we're looking, if we feel like we're trapped and we can't go on this grand adventure or create freedom where we are today, at this very minute, wherever you are, that you can create that sense of freedom and exploration within yourself and thus with those around you, that you do have that, and then you start looking for that sense of freedom. Again, if you think your partner is not good, then you're going to find every reason to believe that you're going to find every way to support that, you know? And so it's getting back to that sense, if you think you're right, you are, and if you think you're wrong, you are, you know? And it's coming back to, how do we come back to that sense of control? So, Luke, when you're sitting there saying that you found that resourcefulness, and then, but you also did one other thing. You just didn't hear motivation. You also acted on it.
I did.
And I think the biggest point that people miss is, like in therapy, the old joke is, how do you feel about this? And it's not so important what you feel or what you think if you're not willing to do something about what you feel and think. And so it wasn't just let's get motivated. We've heard Tony, who stirs up the crowd like no tomorrow, but to sit there and say, yes, I can actually act on this. What made you, allowed you to act on this?
Great question. I'll tell you the story. So I came back from the event with that rah-rah energy, and I knew if I don't have some kind of consistent, regular action on this, I'm going to lose the feeling. And so I did another technique, actually, that Tony teaches, which is I got up every morning, you know, as early as I needed to, 6 or 5 or whatever, and I hit the trail either on my feet or on my bicycle, got moving, and I get pumped every day. I'm doing it. I'm going to Australia. I'm going to make it happen. Or even, I'm here. Look how beautiful it is. Just getting energized while exercising and feeling alive. And I did that every day for 8 weeks until I had the cash to make the purchase of my plane ticket and my visa, and then I knew I was going.
But you didn't just pray for it, so to speak, and hope that Santa Claus will deliver money in your pocket. You, again, as they say, you pray and then you act. God helps those who help themselves. You actually got up and did something about it. So you got motivated, but then you also took that motivation and did something with it. How can I earn money today? How can I earn towards this bigger goal?
Absolutely. Or more like, how can I lower my expenses? Because I had an income. Just, you know, how can I not use this for things that aren't as important to me as this trip?
Right, right. You know, I really don't need to go to this party. I really don't need to go to lunch today. You know, this bigger trip is more important.
That's
and I
right.
think we all lose sight of that.
To go along the theme of what you're saying about bias, now my new bias was a very positive bias, that my bias is, this is possible. I can make this happen. And then I naturally start filtering my environment for ways that can make it happen.
And so you looked for ways to make it happen. By the way, you're listening to KRUU 100.1 on your FM dial. Today we're talking about on Mental Health Matters with Luke. Thank you so much, Luke, for joining us today. And today we're talking about the spirit of adventure and continuing on with Luke's travels and how you could take that for your next adventure. But your next adventure is today, right where you are at, right at this very second as you're hearing this, creating that adventure for yourself. So, Luke, by the way, tell everyone a roster of where you've been and then take it to this next point that you're going to go to.
Okay, yeah. Well, so I'm in Norway right now, and my journey has been about 3.5 months. The first 2 months were in Australia, in many, many places of Australia. And then I spent about a week in each of the following countries. I went to England, Germany, the Netherlands, to Italy, and now I've been in Norway actually about 2 weeks. And pretty soon I'll be going back to the Netherlands for a couple of weeks. And then actually I just bought my plane ticket to come back home.
Really?
Yeah, start of August.
Well, and when you come back home, we'll do a show together in person. That'll be fun.
Yeah, that'll be fabulous.
All right. So where did you want to take this next? What story did you want to share with us?
You know, I wanted to continue on the theme of how important it is, of why it's necessary or why it's so important to recognize your greatest desires and fulfill them.
Great.
Thanks. Okay.
Love it.
Cool. Now, I just want to put up front that I'm speaking from the perspective of being, a 26-year-old male who doesn't have children, it's not married, and I don't have a mortgage. So I can't fully express on how to do this if you are, you know, if you've got kids and you've got a house and you're married and all this. Probably similar principles apply, but I can only speak from my experience. So basically, what I've noticed is that, like, when I was a teenager, I used to be full of inspiration. I mean, I still am, but when I was a teenager, I used to be full of inspiration ideas, and I noticed over the years that energy started to wane. It started to move into smaller and smaller boxes, things that were more acceptable to the world around me or more practical or easier, what other people were doing. I noticed that energy waning, and now I feel that energy, especially in the last year, surging and surging once again. And what I'm attributing that to is coming back to the things that I really want to do, believing that they're possible, which changes my psychology completely, and then actually doing them.
Mm. Well, what you wrote, I think, was also really profound. We start talking about what's true for me, and I think from others, I'm reading from your quote to me, is that unfulfilled desires leads to frustration, and a belief that major desires can't be fulfilled leads to anger. I wouldn't be surprised if lots of marital problems are caused in a fundamental way by frustration about unfulfilled desires and unfulfilled potential. When a person believes that they are incapable of doing what they really want to do, I would say of who they are, their self-esteem goes way down, their energy level goes down, and they begin a pattern of accepting life conditions that are disappointing to them. They accept that bias, as we're talking about. By choosing a major desire and fulfilling it, the heart relaxes and one gains more love for oneself. Fulfilling deep desires increases self-love. It's the best present someone can give themselves. We build love through others through helping to fill their desire. We can do the same with ourselves. And then you finish here. My trip has been a fulfillment of one of my greatest desires. My confidence and happiness is greater than it has ever been. I feel vitalized and alive. I am grateful to myself for giving myself this gift. And I think it truly is a gift, by the way, because I fulfilled one of my highest desires. It gives my inspiration and energy to fill my next great desire. And I think that's the point of this, is that it's not just an adventure for the sake of adventure. It's a stepping stone to even greatness. Living this way, I naturally radiate positivity and optimism. I'm energized and alive, and I'm ready to love. That was just beautiful, by the way.
Thanks, Scott.
So what do you want to say more about that, what you wrote?
Yeah, so I haven't been married yet, but I can just see how if, you know, I mentioned in there that major unfulfilled desires can lead to marital problems, and I try to remember how I phrased it, like you just quoted me. But basically, I think that it's just so important to get really clear. Like if you think, what are those things that I dream to do year after year? They just never go away. Some of the other desires, they go away, but these ones stay. What are they? And then you just make a leap for it in a way that's appropriate to your life circumstances. You know, if I was married and had kids, you could go to Australia for a week, even just something like that. It's so softening to the heart and creates gratitude.
But I also, again, think it's the same thing. Maybe you'll never make it to Australia, but maybe what you'll do is you'll take that sense of adventure and say, I need to do something more with my life. Something that fulfillment isn't there. My, what we call dharma, or your right action, who you're supposed to be in this life, isn't quite adding up. It's not about your circumstances. It's not about your partner. It's not about your job. It's about you taking responsibility and control over your life and saying, how can I take that adventure back to me now? How can I create that fulfillment of that desire now? What do you think? So, Luke, when you say you take that fulfillment and you're going to take it to the next level, how can you take this adventure home?
Yeah, well, I think there will always, like, it is, at least a portion of this feeling is permanently infused in my heart. So, but then just when I go home, just the, you know, being clear with myself in terms of what impact do I really want to have in this world? How do I want to feel? And how am I going to make that happen? And just, you know, not settling for what is disappointing to me, but being clear about what I want and keeping that sense of empowerment inside and that bias towards it's possible, so that my mental framework naturally selects ways that'll make it happen. So I've been thinking about, what am I going to do when I come back? And I'll share with you, I have my other really long-term dream that I will regret not giving a go and will always be so glad that I at least tried it and find out what's there. Is I've always wanted to create some sort of school in the wilderness where people would actually get this sense of empowerment inside, and they'd also learn ancient survival skills and learn to be one with the earth.
Well, there's certainly a lot of psychological programs that do that kind of work, outdoor programs and wilderness programs, and I could see something like that being really interesting. And when you come back, we'll also have a discussion about my environmental therapy, where you're really using the environment as a tool, because it's not enough to be motivated and then get bogged down by circumstances or the environment or the people and the things around you, but go, what can I create? And how can I utilize even the difficulties or the traumas in my life, let alone these great adventures in my life, and use them in a way to empower myself, but also to take the next stage and empower and help others?
Absolutely.
So I look forward to having that discussion when you come back. So, Luke, is there any stories that you'd like to share in our remaining 5 minutes here?
Oh, okay. We got 5 minutes. Yeah, I'll share a couple stories, and one of them, this is a story that's you know, we were talking before that in life and in travel, often a lot of the greatest moments aren't the picture moments of scuba diving or hang gliding or some other, you know, picture in front of with the Sistine Chapel or whatever. It's those in between moments.
Yes.
When the heart is just full in a non glamorous moment. And one of those moments for me was a family that I actually met on a plane. I was flying from Melbourne, Australia to Cairns, Australia in the northeast.
Cairns.
And this family that I met, we just hit it off, and they had three kids who were all really fun, and we had a great time, and they said, you should just come visit, come stay with us. And so I went and stayed with them for a couple of days and, you know, ate their food, and they all go sailing together. The kids are all competitive sailors, and the dad is their coach, and they took me out in the boats and, you know, showed me around the beautiful lakes in the northeast of Australia. One of those just beautiful, magical moments that really my whole trip was filled with different sorts of simple but heart-expanded moments like that.
And it wasn't just the big thing of, oh, I'm sailing in, you know, by the Great Barrier Reef and how incredible this is. But it's also, you know, I remember, again, myself being in Australia and seeing the smile on somebody's face. You know, sometimes it's having a really good, the best Thai food I ever had or something simple. You know, it was cheap and it was simple as street food. And it's like, sometimes it's the small things that we miss. It's not the big things, you know, that the real experiences, the real ahas are the small things in life that we allow to be present today. So as you walk around your life today, wherever you are, being able to look up, and that's part of that gratitude thing of like three things I have gratitude for today before I go to sleep every night. But it's also being able to look and say, you know, I might not have everything I want. My body, my mind, my whatever isn't as I'd like it to be. That doesn't mean I can't find some moment of happiness, of joy, of beauty, of life, of connection. Because for you, Luke, what you got also wasn't just adventure. It was pure connection out of the blue where you weren't expecting it. Wouldn't you say? Luke, you there?
Yeah, my connection cut out.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you nailed it. The real fulfillment of the trip has been in the connection with others, and in a sense with the connection with myself.
Yes.
But certainly the flow of love between myself and others has been the real grounding happiness of the entire journey. And it's the foundation for me for enjoying the adventures.
And that's what you take home with you, because that sense of bias of seeing the world as a point of connection. When I saw, some videos and some stuff from your trip, what I noticed wasn't, I'm seeing Uluru, which is this sacred rock in the middle of Australia where the Aboriginals come to. It was also, look at the people that I'm with and how connected to I am and the joy of connecting to these other people. Yes, in this sacred, beautiful spot, but it's also this connection to others and connection to self.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You nailed it completely.
So thank you, Luke, and we look forward to talking to you when you get home. Bye, everyone. This is KRUU 100.1 on your FM dial, Mental Health Matters. Bye.